The increasing number of large farms in the state has brought complaints about odor, possible water pollution from manure runoff, and haphazard zoning. This year, the legislature passed a law that creates state standards for new farms or those being expanded 20%. Because some of the rules being considered haven't really been tested, State Senator Dale Schultz and Representative David Ward have asked the Department of Ag to first test the rules on the state's experimental discovery farms. Ward suggests the one at UW-Platteville.
We'd hate to put something in place that really doesn't accomplish anything to help the environment and makes everything unworkable to agriculture.
As an example, Representative Ward says there isn't much data on what really works to eliminate the smell of manure.
I think odor is the one that's drawing the most attention because nobody knows that much about odor. Really no science, there's not much behind it. And so I think odor is the one that everybody is concerned with.
The Secretary of Agriculture says his idea has merit, but Rod Nielsen-Stoon says the law must be in place next year by December.
The law does not allow us to say, halt, let's wait until we're done with those tests before we put a rule in place. We need to be able to take this rule to the Ag Board in January if we have any chance of staying on that timetable.
Still, the lawmakers who want to test the rules first say that way farmers wouldn't be blamed if a practice they use doesn't work. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.